Hello, everybody. I am back. We are talking The Strain, Season 4, Episodes 4 and 5. Okay, let's do this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Tonight on Strainington Abbey, we have a young Master Quinlan visiting his friends from abroad, and a Hua Dai in the parlor introducing people to immortals, and perhaps not an opium den, but looks like one, and
definitely
things are going weird, and we get the backstory on Quinlan that nobody ever asked for.
Louisa.
We get cool scenes with Eichhorst, and we get Dutch being a badass, getting some revenge. We get a few good scenes.
Prison break.
A good little truck jumping action. Can we turn my mic up just a little bit? This is sounding like really weird. All right, there we go. And just lots of unneeded stuff. Just lots of stuff that doesn't matter at all, and lots of people I don't care about at all. And
dude, you cared about that little girl in the camera.
You cared.
Yeah, you wanted to know what happened to her.
Yeah.
And her new suitcase.
On that, I was actually very tempted to open up with the theme song from Bleach, the animated series, the anime.
Oh, okay.
Because her suitcase had Orihime on it. Total waifu for that little girl. She got her little waifu.
She's like, oh, I love this. This is a very cool
She did
suitcase.
Not strike me as a child who watched anime at all.
Well, I mean, every kid likes a little bit of anime.
Yeah, dude, but her room was not like an anime kid's room. Like
the most delicious things, can of tuna and peanut butter.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. Have you ever had a peanut butter tuna sandwich?
The kids are doing it these days.
Yes.
Bumblebee tuna and some Skippy peanut butter.
All right, so let's talk about what we actually care about this episode. and we're covering the last one too, but like...
I'll start off with something good. Okay.
The last one was the one with the silo and Quinlan, right?
That was two episodes.
Okay, just so you guys know, I watched episodes 3 and 4 this morning, so everything's kind of blurred together. My one thought from episode 3 was just, I think it's hilarious that, like, the master brings Zach up to the window, and I didn't think anything of it at that time, but then later in the episode, he brings Eichhorst up to the same window, and we have the exact same shot. I'm just like, awkward window making its reappearance. If you watched our Helix after show, you get that reference. If you watch our Sleepy Hollow after show, you get the whole Downton Abbey reference.
Yeah.
So that episode was kind of like, all right, great, Zach's still a douche. The actor's losing some weight. He's coming into his own, though. He's going to be a really attractive kid later on, like,
aww.
In terms of like teenage actors, I can see him probably getting an ABC series after this.
Yeah, he'll end up being ABC? he'll end up being like the angsty teen.
Sorry,
for
not
a
ABC.
Bit.
It's Freeform now.
Oh yeah.
I could see him on Shadowhunters
Hashtag
or something
freeform.
Like that. Because look, I'm gonna be brutally honest. Like, I hate Zach, but the actor Charles isn't like, I think that's his name, right?
I don't know.
Whatever. The actor,
I just hate Zach.
The actor's not terrible. Like the actor's probably gonna have a pretty successful career.
Yeah, because they're telling him to suck. So he's like,
they're telling him to be a douche.
Yeah, just suck the white. Just get that
suck
white.
Suck that white, baby.
last episode.
I can't believe I said that.
You all right?
Go ahead.
Last episode was the whole thing with the pregnancy camp. We get a lot of Cass Anvar, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a great job. I really like his character. We get the cool restaurant scene.
Sanjay Desai.
With Sanjay Desai and his Sanjay Des wife.
Mrs. Desai.
Eichhorst coming in being like, well, you can increase the productivity of the pregnant ladies by just, you know, ripping the baby out of the womb 3 months earlier.
It's like,
33% more efficiency.
It's like, sir, I know you're smart, but babies don't work like that.
To be fair, if I was a businessman and I was in the business of selling babies.
Cool.
Which I'm not yet.
Yeah.
Two a year would be
great if you didn't have a thing called physiology.
They'd all be Irish twins.
Oh,
well, here's the thing, Rick. All right, so 9 months is just not a... I don't like the number 9 when a year is 12. You know, yeah. It gets all up in your quarters. It kind of screws up your quarterly averages. You can't give bonuses at Christmas because so many are due in the spring. You know, you can't really do your projections and have your whole year nice and tight. So you know what? Two a year.
Well, if they just need more women. That's what they need.
Enough women have the B, whatever, the B positive. That's what they like.
You know, I really like my ladies to be positive.
Yeah, don't be negative, dude. Be positive.
Yeah.
I'll try.
And we like, that's the even worse thing is that they build up this whole storyline with the pregnant women and stuff. Yeah. And we're like, okay, this is really awkward for Dutch, putting her in this position. We get the really awkward dinner scene. We'll talk about that. But then the entire purpose of these pregnant camps and the B positive blood is not like some insidious thing. Like, it's insidious, but like, it's just because baby blood tastes good. Like, that's like the literal whole reason is baby blood.
It's like Baby Bell cheese. Like, you know, they like the baby, so they like the baby blood.
Well, I mean, their analogy was veal, but.
Well,
baby calf. Yeah, baby calf, and yeah, okay.
Yeah,
but still, I just thought. Is this really like the? Is that really the end all be all? Like that's the whole farm thing. They got the human farms and they got the pregnant lady farms for the veal.
Yeah, because they want that prime choice baby blood. You know, you can't just get B positive baby blood from anywhere.
Yeah, dude. I mean, think about it. It's like there's levels of blood, and you know they don't want just like. And average blood.
Fresh baby blood?
Yeah, they want average
the
blood, man.
Fresh
they got
baby
they taste,
blood?
Dude.
That's brand new.
Not all blood tastes the same.
Yeah, and that's brand new off the market.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat that.
All right, I'll have to take your words for it.
Don't be negative, man. Be positive. Think about it.
It's
I don't know.
Okay.
I just felt like, oh my God, I just imagine like couches and like Capri Sun commercials, except with Strigoi. Like, baby blood!
Has like a little baby on the picture. That'd be messed up. A little baby on the picture.
What would those flavors be called?
Ah, man. Guys, jump down in the comments. Let us know what those flavors would be.
Baby Loco.
Yeah, you were drinking a Mango Loco earlier, right?
So Baby Loco. Yeah.
B-Paws Surfs Up.
Okay.
You got the B-Paws Cooler.
Yeah, Cooler. I was going to say, you took mine.
B-Paws Cooler. And then like the smiling baby on it. Like
B-Possible.
Ah, Be Possible.
And then they have their Disney Channel, which is Kim Be Possible.
Kiwi Bloody Berry?
Yeah, Bloody Berry or something like that.
Yeah,
like
Bloody Berry.
Just as long as the baby's on there smiling with like a little happy bib.
Mixed
like
Bloody? How about Mixed Bloody? So Mixed Berry and Mixed Bloody?
Did you try your Gerber Capri Sun?
Rubber
Baby Buggy Bumpers? Be Positive?
Wow.
Guys, I mean, I don't know. I just think it's kind of ridiculous that the entire buildup with these pregnancy things was just so he could have, just so they could have that. Like, it just kind of felt like a letdown a little bit. Like,
and New Horizons.
I thought it was
going
to be something much cooler.
To create, like, a superhuman version of themselves
if
you had the specific blood.
You're literally, like, you're marinating babies for 9 months. Be positive blood. It felt like there should be something more substantial.
Yeah.
Like in terms of like, okay, they're creating a new race or they're creating something that's like a hybrid and they need to be positive to do it. This just seems like...
It's just like we like eating caviar a little more than we like eating like, I don't know, Cheerios or something.
Yeah, but at the same time, on the opposite side of the coke, and I get it because it's kind of showing that our characters are mixed up in... what is just honestly a gigantic slaughterhouse position in terms of there's many aspects of the meat industry. Yeah. And the Dutch is just in this aspect. And then other people are in the other aspects of the meat industry. And then you got the Final Solution camps in the other aspect. Laid on pretty heavy with the Holocaust references in this episode.
Well, this whole show, but yes, definitely. With the
suitcase
with the
imagery,
laid out. Yeah.
And then coming upon the concentration camps. New Horizons.
New Horizons. Oh, and the funny thing is the picture that they had, like the family, the happy family, like New Horizons. It's like, come on down to die. It's like,
it's sad though because they get this nice picture. Meanwhile, it's like in this plot of land, and then behind it is just this dreary orange sky. So it's like, really?
The flyer, it's like blue skies and like happy people and like trees and everything. You're like, wow, this looks like a great place. Like, where is this? Oh, it's down the street. Are you sure? Because Sky's Orange.
Is that the place that has the giant furnaces and the people standing outside like cattle?
It's like that smog coming out there.
That looks pretty terrible, but you know, this pamphlet just really is attracting me to go anyway.
It's really selling it.
And then they have
the video of the first person shooter of the POV of like the girl like, "Hey, I'm hanging out and I'm going to, you know, go get my suitcase," and her dad's like, "Just get your suitcase. It's going to be a great place." It's like, no, it's not.
Guys, New Horizons.
What would make you think in a world where vampires have taken over that New Horizons, the people that work for said vampires, and we know that they live on blood, what would make you think that New Horizons would be a great place?
Man, I'm just glad that these 10-foot-tall mosquitoes are really nice to us. They're setting up this nice place down the road. We're going to be farmers. The mosquitoes are just going to, like, be awesome and really nice.
No more curfew.
You can just stay outside all day if you want to.
Yeah, it's man.
I don't know. I'm just kind of like, all right, cool, be positive thing. So Dutch is in this area, and basically Ikorst grabs her, gives her a nice little steak dinner. Is like, tell me where Ikorst is, or tell me where Satrakian is. And she's like, oh, you probably drained him already. And he's like, pisses him off. That's satisfying because finally he's getting a little angry. But then we find out that Satrakian is being put through bone marrow experimentation to make old people produce blood longer. So it's, again, the meat industry using like various hormones and stuff to keep animals alive longer, to give more and everything, to make everything as cost efficient as possible.
Yeah.
So again, it really does play on comparisons between the meatpacking industry, of course, the Holocaust, and what's going on in the vampires.
That's why you should eat organic.
Yeah, you know.
Dude, I love me some steaks.
Yeah. And there's nothing like fresh human blood straight from the farm.
I did like the end of episode 4, though, with Dutch's running out of there.
Oh, yeah, and seeing the back of the food plant.
Seeing the actual plant with people being drained. The last time we saw this was when the person who built it was put into the machine. But it's
so sadly, but yes.
You know what really is kind of terrifying, though, is that we live in an age of television where I'm not even phased.
Okay.
Like, does that make sense? Like,
yeah, you saw it and you were like, yeah, that's messed up. But I mean, that's part of the show, so whatever.
Like, bear with me again for a minute, guys. Like, if you went back 15 years. That was on TV, that would be like groundbreaking, and everyone would be like,
what was on the air in the early 2000s? Was like, was Seinfeld still on the air? Like in 2000? No, you're right.
So Friends, you're looking at 2002.
Because Friends started in like 94, 95. So yeah, you're right.
Guys, even go back 10 years. Like, I was 17. I think like the shows that were big around then, X-Files was still big. Like back in the night, like back in the early 2000s, like what, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, X-File, like that kind of stuff. Like, you know, X-Files still had people stabbing in the back of the neck, but like you would never have just a meat hook factory going around. And nowadays I'm watching this and I'm not even like phased. I'm like, oh, ha, look at them hanging the people on meat hooks. I'm like, wait a second, that's not the reaction I should have.
Yeah, it's like, this is kind of messed up.
And you got like 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds and stuff watching this show.
Well, hopefully they're
not.
It always says,
mature audiences.
Mature audiences only.
Then why are we watching it? We're the most immature panel on AfterBuzz.
Well, yeah, it's true.
Well, I am. Anyway.
There was no rating system back then for TV.
Yeah, you're right. They just had like, I don't know, it was just TV.
So we get Ikorst finding Satrakian. He leaves Dutch with Cass again, Sanjay, and then says, I actually really liked how Ikorst played this scene. It's like, well, what do you want to do with the girl? Well, wait for me to confirm it's Satrakian, and then drain her.
Yeah, he was happy about that part. He was like real happy about that part.
But here's some inconsistencies. Do you notice how he's like so eager to find Satrakian?
Yeah.
And he has that speed to just be like, but instead it's like you don't really see him just like, he's just like, bolt,
let me, he's like, let me walk,
find,
let me walk down, enjoy this
yeah,
walk.
Yeah. I'm like, desperate to find this guy to make sure he's not dead, but
yeah,
but I don't need to use my vampire speed.
Well, here's the thing is that Ikorst has always been a character that clings to his humanity.
True.
So, like, it's, again, Dutch asks him in this episode, like, why do you do the makeup and thing? You already won. Like, why does it even matter? He's like, because I'm different. He looks at himself as special, when really he's not. He's not special at all, and that's what makes him so angry, is that he's not special. But, yeah, I think he walks normally because of that. I think he interacts with people because of that. Like, even when he tells the doctor, like, do this or you're going to be the next one up there, like, the fact that he even had to say twice means that, like, he's not just going around killing people willy-nilly, which is what he could be doing. So I think he's just trying to hold on to his civility as he still thinks that he has free will when he really doesn't.
Oh, real quick from the chat, Danger Dan said, Sonny, be positive.
Sonny, be positive.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's right. That's nice.
Sonny B. What's
yeah, that's who's a good in the one. Chat right
Sonny
now?
Sonny B. Let's see. We got Danger Dan, Ricky McDougal.
Adam Fink.
Adam Fink.
Yeah.
Simplified comic bottom. Guy.
Any good comments?
Let's
see. Do they hate
see.
Us for ragging on it, or are they kind of on board?
No, they're on board. They, you know, Alex lost their brother, you know. Let's see. Interview with the Vamp. see what else are they saying. It's great not to have Zach for two episodes in a row, of course.
Dude, Alex lost her brother. I didn't give a shit. I didn't care at all. Like, all these
Deidre Ricketts is in the chat. And I think that's it. But yeah, people are happy about, you know, Zach not being there. Let's see. Why is it that a lot of the people are oblivious to the fact that they are living in a nuclear holocaust? Yeah, that is... It is kind of true. And speaking of being oblivious, or one, maybe not oblivious, but when the master came to F, the
he Alex, came to F.
Yeah. Alex was just like, oh, whatever. Like, she didn't respond.
And this is normal.
Yeah, she's never seen the master do. She's never seen a Strigoi do that. So she should have been kind of freaked out, but there was no response to that. She was just like, oh, whatever.
It's just.
It's because life sucks.
It just feels
life
like...
Life stinks.
I don't know. I hate to rag on writers because writers are the reason we have these shows. And writers, like, they're held to a certain standard. And they have to deal with showrunners and other people in the office and all sorts of, like, overhead...
Studio notes, show notes.
Changing stuff. Yeah. So it's like, I can't... I hate to, like, mention it as, like, the writing as the writer's fault. Because it's really not. Like, the writers do a great job and they make the show happen. But it's really frustrating when... Things don't have edges. Like, there's no set edge to this show in terms of, okay, we're going to build some puzzle pieces here, here, and here, and then this episode will get more in this quadrant, this quadrant, this quadrant, and slowly you'll get a whole picture, and then everything's going to create an amazing masterpiece. It just kind of looks like we have a few edge pieces, some meat in the middle, and then random shit is being built outside of the edges. Oh, let's do
like
this.
Like London?
Like fucking London. What the hell?
It's like giving a three-year-old crayons and saying, here's the picture. And
they're
all
it's
outside
like,
the lines.
We're not staying
like,
in the lines.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, it's like somebody being like, okay, cool, we have a great puzzle. We know kind of what the picture is. Let's build this big swath of yellow first and maybe put two pieces in where there's people. It's like there's just, you get... Two pieces of media information an episode in an hour-long episode, and it's the final season.
Yeah, and the London stuff has, in my opinion, didn't seem to connect to anything that he was going through in the, I guess, in the present day. And I was like, because when it flashed back, I was like, oh, it's going to be something about maybe a special weapon or something. Something that has to do with getting a weapon, because that's what we're doing now. And I was like, huh?
I know, you
what?
Got Charlotte, where I'm like, where the hell is she from? And then they cut to Louisa, and I guess, like, they have nothing to do with each other. It's like, what? Then, why are we doing this?
Okay, there's supposed to be a major plan here that's going on, apparently. Like, literally, apparently. We have major characters like Gus. We have Cream, who at least we've known longer than one season, because we already managed to kill off the wrestler and every other cool character. So we have those two guys, right? And then we got Gus's cousin, which they're kind of building a storyline up for. He killed one of the guys last episode, so he's kind of getting his bearings, right?
Yeah.
So we have that. Then we have Zach and the girl, which, you know, honestly, with her, like, feeding people, it provides a humanitarian side to Zach, which I actually like. It gives him a little bit of conflict in his mind.
Yeah.
At least a little bit, right? So we have these two other storylines that we could actually be including and, like, making something come together. And we're like, no, let's have this entire episode be about Dutch and a little bit of Fett. And now I'll have this episode be about Ephraim and a little bit of Fett. And ignore all the other storylines for a while. Yeah. Meanwhile, let's introduce characters from the past that we don't give a fuck about.
And we only have 5 episodes left.
And end it with the Master being in London. So now I'm like, oh, great. So like, we're going to get another fucking flashback next episode in London. Now the Master is going to be chasing down and killing Charlotte so that Quinlan can be like, oh, have some humanity. Let's... Guys, I don't need Quinlan to have any more humanity. He's already a cool character.
Or you don't need him to have any more motivation to want to go after the Master.
He's already cool. Like, we
saw his past.
Maybe this is queuing up for him to have a distrust of humanity, and Charlotte's going to betray him or something. And great. Maybe. I don't care. I already know that he has a distrust of humanity. He was in the Colosseum, for fuck's sake. Like, come on. Yeah. I've said the F word way too many times. I'm sorry. I just...
Ephraim? You said Ephraim? Oh, man. Stop saying the Ephraim word, dude.
I think Quinlan is the coolest character on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Him and Fett are, like, the bomb. That Dutch is awesome. We got great characters. Like, honestly, Ephraim's cool. Dutch is cool. Even the new chick that's with F's pretty cool. You got Fett. He's cool.
I don't really like her. I don't know why you need to try to play another sexual, like, tension story.
With who?
That's Alex, the thing.
Alex? Oh, Alex.
Yeah. Whatever. We don't need it. Like, a couple more episodes. We don't need him like hooking up with another girl already.
Even though Ephraim, come on, man. I mean, it's the post-apocalypse. I mean,
how
many opportunities are you going to get?
Every time he sleeps with somebody, Zach kills them. So like,
maybe he's saving her.
Come on, let's back off for a second. I just think like we have so many great characters.
Yeah.
Even last season, we had so many great characters. We built up the governor. Feralta. Yep. We built up her bald guy. Don't remember his name.
Yeah,
we had Angel.
Killed off awesome Angel.
They straight up just killed all the interesting characters. Like, there was so much intrigue last season that they had, like, that if we were going into this season with it.
Somebody said Coco. I forgot
Coco.
Coco. Look,
Coco!
Hashtag don't tell my wife.
Hot, but Coco, hot lady of Coco, Eldridge Palmer.
Boy, that Coco boy.
The hot assistant of Eldridge Palmer.
I think I explained this well when we were outside the studio, and I was like, this show could be great. Like, this show has what it needs to be great. It does. It has everything it needs to be great. But we're going to London for stuff we don't know why.
And it's strange because they've condensed it to 10 episodes. So it's like they can stay on, you know, they can stay on target. Whereas like if you have 13, 22, 24 episodes, you know, for like a last season, you can kind of go off a little bit tangent because you need like filler. But here it's like you don't need the filler.
Because you got 10 episodes. Like, just tell this story. You have 3 real stories to tell. Ephraim and Alex, Fett and Quinlan, Dutch and Satrakian.
Satrakian and Ichorst.
Satrakian and Ichorst. Because they gotta finish their beef out before this season ends.
Well, we're building up this entire Holocaust setup.
Yeah.
So Satrakian and Ichorst better have a very, very satisfying conclusion to their story. I really hope they do. I just feel like, you know, if I'm watching, like, this episode was 1 hour and 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm going to watch 70 minutes of television, there better damn well be more than 2 things moving forward in the story.
Yeah, and there's just so... They get you in these moments that could be great. Like the moment with Ichorst and Dutch could have been great. But then it was kind of like rushed, but then we got London.
Guys,
and I'm like, we could have got rid of London and had more of a great moment. Like Desai and his wife and Ichorst could have been a great moment. But we got rid of that so we can do some other... exploits that were...
Do you guys want to be angry for a second?
Go ahead.
Here,
we're already there.
I'm going to say 2 things, and you're going to be angry for a second.
All right.
Okay. What is it? Season 4, right?
Yep.
The first 3...
Final season.
The first 3 seasons were them trying to find the Lumen.
Yep.
Now the Lumen is an event, and it hasn't helped them at all.
True.
Okay? Second thing. The first 5 episodes of this season... have been Quinlan and Fett, the 2 strongest, most badass characters, on a fetch quest for a nuke.
And they finally got it. They finally just got it today.
5 episodes.
You know
five
what?
5 episodes.
The way this is going, guys at home, we might not get a resolution.
Is this going to be the stand? Are we going to have Fett driving a damn lawnmower with the nuke on the back of it into New York to kill the Master? Falling apart by the end of it? Like... I don't know. I'm like, come on.
Oh, and someone said Gus and Cream. Gus and Cream could be doing kind of like a sort of like an insurgent guerrilla war ground game against, you know, like against Strigoi around New York. But they're not doing anything. They're just kind of like just surviving, I guess.
They're also not. They haven't set up any form of communication between the groups or anything.
Nah. They're just kind of playing Robin Hood.
Even
right?
Satraki.
Well, not really Robin Hood, though. Guys, I mean, sort of Robin Hood.
Dutch and Satrakian were taken. The people with the book, the people who are the most important that Fett's apparently working with, that Ephraim's supposed to be like working with, I guess, went away from, but they don't even care. Like, they don't even know that Dutch and Satrakian were taken.
It's.
They're not even communicating with each other. Like, the end of last season was like, we gotta go underground. We gotta work together. We're gonna take them on. And this season is like, we're all over the place. We're going to chase this nuke for 5.5 hours.
Yeah, and we never see how they split up or why they split up or anything. When we come into the season, it's like, I'm F. I'm in Philly. It's like, what? When? What? How? What? When did you go to Philly? Did you just
Cheese
leave?
Steaks. Yeah.
It's a city of brotherly love.
Well, it's like,
Eagles.
Yeah.
I'm starting to just think, okay, I think they're going to just have Ikoris and the Master win at the end, and that's it. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever.
Or let's reverse it. If we don't know how they split up, then what's their motivation to get together? That's the whole other part, too.
There's no orchestral get-together. In terms of, there's no underlying theme pushing these people back together. There's nothing that they've like kind of clued into where they'll end up meeting at the same spot. None of their storyline.
I mean, sort of tracking effect, maybe.
Maybe.
Because he sent him to get the nuke, but I mean, he's laid up in a bed right
now. If Dutch and Satrakian end up at New Horizons, maybe her and F, like whatever. But it's just, there's no, like, you know, when you're doing an orchestra, like, Hamilton. Let's take Hamilton.
Okay.
The songs all have an underlying theme that they call back to, the reprise of, like, different songs throughout. Like, there's all, like, it brings it together, gets it apart, brings it together. The show doesn't have any of that. Like, literally, we don't even know where we're going right now.
And that's, like, your basic storylines of anything. Take Lord of the Rings. They all had a mission, but their mission was kind of, like, converging. Take, I don't know, Star Wars. You have multiple battles, but they're all, like, going in one direction.
Yeah, we have, and, like, Gus's storyline just, like, there's no hints as to how it could play into anything else. Nah. Fett's storyline, they get the nuke. Okay, cool. Are they working with Ikoris? Do they even know where the Master is? They don't know shit, so that's kind of, like, whatever. Because they don't even know that Satrakian was taken by Dutch. Like, look at this in another perspective. Fett's working hard to get a nuke. But what if they just drain Satrakian?
And nobody gets a crap about the Lumen anymore, right?
Yeah, and that's
just in a building.
Perfect example, which you just brought up about the Lumen. Why doesn't the Lumen have anything else about the Master? Anything else about
Strigoi? Yeah, it was like a telephone book.
Like a book that big. Maybe they have like other ways to beat them, other mystical ways, maybe spells, or maybe, well, this isn't like a show for spells, maybe not. But you know what I mean? Like different things besides just like, the sun will kill them.
No, like, what was cool is like they touched on it last season, where if you put it up against the light, there was more writing on there. They touched on it, but then but the only answer was, oh, well, lock him in a box. Yeah, and then he can't communicate with anybody.
And I'm like, but aren't there other
are there other
cool ways to kill Strigoi in this? Because that book, like you said, that book is, it's, I don't know, 500, 600, 1,000 pages? It's a lot. For just to be like, oh, well, we just use the sun.
Yeah.
And then it's like, that could have been a paragraph.
And then you have Zach. Zach's just trying to get laid.
Yeah, and we hear the Master say, he's an apt student. Show him being an apt student. Show it. Don't tell us. Show it. Because we could have shown that instead of London. We could have shown that instead of, well, I guess you sort of needed the.
It was
birth,
just like
the
it was like
scene.
A new. It was a new stepdad being to the biological dad. Like, played catch with your son the other day. He's getting good.
Yeah.
It. I mean, we could have used a scene of him because we need to see Zach continuing to turn or continuing to kind of like ingratiate himself with the ways of the Master, because honestly, since his mom is dead, there's really no reason for him to stay.
So, I just think that it's like you have these five different storylines, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're all on a string, right? All these storylines are on a string, and down here, the string is like slowly coiling together.
Yeah.
And for any TV show that has a satisfying ending in its final season, it should be getting slowly closer together as it coils together for a great ending.
Yeah.
These strings, like, we're five episodes from the end, and I feel like they're all over the place, and this thing's, like, not even turning. It's, like, barely raveling up. Like, it's... I'm like, great, I had high hopes two episodes in, I was like, all right, like, I'm just kind of like, where are we going?
Yeah, like, what's happening now? What's the plan?
Yeah.
Because...
And then let's introduce this lady in the house who's going to take us to New Horizons, and then kill her.
Yeah.
And we even said, like, it wasn't even a surprise that the master showed up in her body. We were like, if he lets her go, the master's going to have all her memories when she turns, and then he's just going to know where Ephraim is. So great, Ephraim, because he, like, wants to know how his son's doing, reveals his location. Like, wouldn't there be thousands of Strigoi just, like, pounding on him right then?
Yeah, because I was expecting to see, you know, because you said, he was like, you said, wouldn't there be, like, tons of them coming at him? I was expecting them to come over the ridge and already see Strigoi coming towards them in, like, a oh crap moment. Yeah. And, you know, but nothing just, and maybe it's kind of like Ikor's. Maybe it's a situation where they're like, we've won. You know, do whatever you want. We've won. And maybe that's the, but the only thing is to play the overconfidence route, we're going to need more than 5 episodes. I mean, you can do it in 5 episodes, but it would be more, I guess, inviting for everyone to watch and more alluring for us to see the overconfidence played out from episode 1 and then them finally screw themselves over in like the last 3 episodes.
Can I make you even more mad?
Go ahead.
Okay, so last episode or 2 episodes ago, whatever it was, Ephraim, I think it was 2 episodes ago, Ephraim goes with Alex and they contaminate that truck and they kill thousands of Strigoi. And then Ikorist has that scene where you're like, oh, okay, cool, so things are coming together, when Ikorist is like, I've been waiting for them to do something like this. I'm going to find him in Philadelphia. Where does Ikorist go, though? He goes to where Dutch is, and then we have 2 episodes of Ikorist with Dutch not tracing him down in Philadelphia, and now the Master knows he's in Philadelphia because he leaves a girl alive, and the Master's like, oh, I know where you are. So this whole poisoning of the blood thing, which was two or three episodes in the making, doesn't matter!
You're right.
It doesn't matter at all.
We can't poison any. Well, I mean, the poison still works. I just don't think the plan would work. So that's a one and done.
Whether he poisoned him or not, they would have still found him when he went to New Horizons and let the woman live.
Yeah, and then Ikorist isn't following rules of the Master, so I don't know where that leaves him. But
they poison the blood. They don't even have any plans to poison more blood. It was just like a one and done scenario.
Yeah, and that was kind of like a master plan kind of thing. But even the scene with the school could have been amazing. It really could have. Especially, I don't know, they might have been a high school, I'm not sure. But I went to a high school that had 2 floors. I went to one that had 3 floors. So that could have been really
Bunsen burners. Yeah. They almost looked like they were in chemistry. Like, turn the thing on, light the thing on fire, boom.
That could have been a very interesting sequence of, like, corridors, corners, classrooms, blah, blah, blah. Could have been really cool, but
No, they're all retarded. Like, sorry, I don't like to use that word. Sorry, but
They're all idiots.
Look at Ephraim going to the first place in this season, and they just have the garage door open and a bus pulls out and they go and they raid the place. Great. Then he goes to their hideout.
It was wide open.
They go to their hideout and they're like, oh, he sucked somebody? Great. So he has all the memories. You know where this place is. They don't have anything. They literally blow the place up when the Strigoi are in there, but like, okay, cool. At least they did that. Then they go to the school. They have no fallback plan set up at this school. It's just like the Strigoi walk in and then they just wipe everybody out.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess someone could say that, you know, those are Strigoi that Ikorist sent, so maybe that he didn't have to go, but still, it just, because that could have been a much longer drawn out scene that could have been a lot more, I don't know, exciting or, you know, more satisfying, but we just ended up seeing them kill. It was kind of a reason they used the school to get F and Alex alone, but they could have done it in a cooler way.
Dutch and Fett seem to be the only competent characters on this show. You have Ephraim, who can literally do anything outside of the place, and he's doing nothing. Then you have Dutch, who's like trapped in this place, and she's managed to escape like 3 different situations. And save Satrakian. Like, if we had 2 Dutches, this show would have ended in the first season.
Ephraim is practicing abstinence, sex, and alcohol.
Yeah, you know, he was, because I mean, she was on the bed and she even did the thing like this, like when ladies do this and they put their hands behind on the bed, then you know she really wanted him. And he was like, you know what, I'm not gonna do that. So character growth.
Yeah, it just well, yeah, because if he slept with her, she would have died.
Yeah,
and Zach would have killed her. But I don't know. I'm just kind of like, God, why can't everyone be confident? Fett managed to find a nuke in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, Fett was like, oh, here's the nuke. And they were like, oh, here's the convoy. We'll just catch him. And
I'm still trying to figure out how he's going to launch this thing or what he's going
to do. Here's my problem is that I swear to God, I'm going to be so done if it's F and Fett catch up with each other and they know where the master is and they're going to set the nuke off. And I just see it happening now. Fett, wait, give me 1 hour to get Zach out of there first.
Oh, boy.
Give me 1 hour. Fett, 1 hour.
Oh, man. And Janice says Dutch plot armor. Yeah, like Dutch was real sweet, especially at the end when she set Icarus on fire.
Yeah.
I was like, hold on, what happened to the speed? I it's kind of like, and of course,
because he doesn't take her seriously.
Yeah, it's true. And that's one of his problems is that he's overconfident. And even Satrakian said his pettiness. Like, if you're a real villain, you should have just killed him. But no, I have to hear you say, you're going to mess around and lose. Keep on playing around.
This is like the fourth time that Icarus could have killed Satrakian and he didn't. Because he just wants to like make some suffer. But it's like, dude, like, have you ever watched Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Like, where is... Why can't Zach be Fett? Like, why can't Zach be
Seth Green?
Just be like, yeah, I want to be a good student. I want to help you out, Master. All right, so that old guy, let's just take a gun and shoot him. Let's just take a gun and blow his brains out.
Yo, hold on. We have him and he's restrained? Yeah, let's just kill him.
Wait a second, Zach.
Icarus wants to laugh in his face.
We need three episodes to go back to London and have the master arrive in London and figure out what the hell happens there.
And then he'll be like, all right, cool, London, that's a special way to kill Satrakian, right? No, it's just
going syphilis back. Was happening back then too. So let's make the master, you know, use a struggle to absorb some syphilis blood.
We
want to
show that Quinlan had a stepdaughter.
Yeah, it's like,
and then Quinlan getting the makeup do over.
Oh boy, that makeup!
I am Dracula. Get doing the Gary Oldman.
That makeup was so like funny and like
it was like a walking Madame Tussauds.
Oh man, wax doll. It's cold. And even you say he looked like Data.
Yeah, he looked like Data. Next generation, man.
Oh man, his
hair—they're on. You know what? That'd be the end of it because you know how they keep referencing Bob Newhart. So at the end of it, like you find out they're just on a holodeck. The whole thing is just a holodeck.
Quinlan's actually just Patrick Stewart with a lot of makeup on.
Exactly. Wow.
Like that hair that she gave him. Oh my god.
I don't know. I just wish that like I could hold a big sign up as soon as it went to London every time. Like I don't care.
Yeah, it's like I don't. And I mean, I know you have, when you're writing a show, you have your studio notes, you have your network notes, and people are telling you, no, change this, move this, change that. We want to do this, we want to do that with
the
character.
Guys, it's the last season!
But it's the last season.
Wrap it up, make it cool!
Well, yeah, it's the last season. Why does it even matter what, like, you should just let the writers do whatever.
Because the King story for Quinlan was enough motivation.
Yeah!
That was enough motivation.
Know what? If they took this back to Rome and the gladiator stuff, I'd be all in, because we've been there. It makes sense. Okay, mm-hmm. Maybe something happened there. But, like, I don't need to see him in a bowler cap. It kind of feels like somebody just shot out, like, let's make him Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, it's... I feel like...
I know they're not making him Jack the Ripper. Okay, I'm just...
I feel like we could have used this time to, I don't know,
move the story along?
Yeah.
It's the interview with the vampire. That's what it is.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we could have built anything. We could have built on Zach's growth as a villain. We could have built on figuring out what Cream and Gus really are instead of just like sort of just kind of scraping by. Because they're not really... doing anything?
Every character in this show is just reacting to situations as opposed to planning anything out at all.
Yeah. And I really think that Cream and Gus could be like the insurgent type. They're like fighting little ground battles, guerrilla wars. Maybe they take out like 10, 20, 10 here, 20 there, and they kind of become the hometown heroes or whatever. Then you got F on
Wolverines.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Might as well go down that road.
Yeah. But I'm with you. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then you have F doing his like super mastermind, like Professor X stuff. He's super duper smart and he's doing like medical things. All right. Trust me. It's poison and medical things. He's doing that. And then you have them actually learning stuff from the book because the book has tons of pages. So maybe they're like, oh, you can kill Strigoi like this. Oh, Strigoi don't like, I don't know, cold air. I don't know. Something. It's got to have some other
info.
All
I know is that if I wrote down every scene that was in season four so far and asked the question, does this play to the greater story, 80% of it would not.
And
even actually, Ephraim, even freaking Gus raiding that one place, like raiding the place for food. Like,
yeah,
we spent 15-20 minutes of an episode all on that, and it didn't really do anything.
It was just to get his cousin.
It was just to get his cousin. Yeah. And we could have did that. And actually, I'd like to see if, because I've always wondered if the other masters were actually dead, but I guess so.
Yeah.
Because because
apparently this master can just live through anything and the other ones just die easily and have no escape plan.
Because they never died on screen. And you know how it is when people don't die on screen, you know, it's like they're still alive. So I figured, I was expecting them to pop up in maybe episode 3 or something, or you would see them kind of, I don't know, planning or plotting or repairing themselves to, you know, like, all right, that was the last straw. We have to kill the master. We're tired of this. Something like that.
Here's my thing. It's just, you know, I don't want to say this because this is negative Nancy, but like, if they can afford to have all sorts of these minions and the seven ancients are down in the sewers and whatever, they can afford to freaking make a fallout, make like a bomb shelter.
True.
Like, come on. Yeah. They would have their secret base would be a bomb shelter. If the one thing in this modern world that they live in, that they know about, can kill them as nukes, they would damn well have something that protects against nukes.
True. And something tells me, now that I've said it, something tells me, mark my words, those ancients are going to come back in like episode 9. I bet you. Watch them show back up in like episode 9.
They get the lumen back to the ancients like in episode 10.
We got to wrap it up though, so let's go to predictions real quick. I think that Zach's going to get laid.
Oh, dude.
I think Zach's going to get laid, and it's going to make him not want to be the Master's Apprentice. I hope to God Zach... Here, I'm not going to even say I predict. I'm going to say I hope Zach gets laid, and he starts thinking that maybe it wouldn't be a good idea to just kill all humanity, and he'll start working against the Master in very subtle ways, to the point that I think the end of the season is like Zach has the trigger for the bomb in his hand, gets it somehow through them fighting the Master, and the Master basically is like, good, Zach, now give it to me, and Zach sets it off and kills them all.
All right, cool. I guess that'll do.
I think it'll be a martyrdom thing at the end, and then we'll have like some stupid sequence of like, yeah, what happened after the fall of the Master, and it'll be a montage of everyone being happy, Fett having little kids with Dutch.
Aww, that would be so nice.
What about Charlotte?
And I think
Charlotte dies.
So I think last scene of the entire series is probably Satrakian standing over Ikorist's grave, giving a monologue about love.
Okay. I say Satrakian and Ikorist end up killing each other in kind of one of those, like, you have to accept this blow to provide the death blow on your end, because, you know, he's already a little crispy at the end of this one. He's going to have to come back. But I do think that for some reason, I don't know why they're building it up, Cream and Gus are going to have to fight for leadership of whatever their group is. I don't know why.
Dumb!
Man, this show really could be great. And of course, F and Alex end up, I don't know how they're going to escape. It's probably going to be a weak reason for them to escape. But they're going to escape the New Horizons, and because they should be.
Dude, this show is sometimes like watching like a grade A Harvard student start doing meth and just like ruining his life.
Yeah, it's pretty much it. It's like,
this show, I hate to be negative, but I'm just so like, I'm so.
And like, I mean, I hold on, because this show could be great. Like, this show really could be great. The concept is great.
The concept's really great.
Yeah, I like the characters. I even like, even though they really force it, but the whole Nazi vibe and everything.
Yeah, it's good.
That's cool. I can ride with that, but it's just like, where are we going? And
all right, Rick, your thoughts, because we got to wrap this up.
Dutch kills Desai.
Oh, for sure.
Dutch kills Desai, and.
Yeah.
She can't decide.
Free babies.
All right. That's the end of the show, guys. We'll see you guys next week. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Lemieux, STPHNLEMIUX. Sorry, we didn't do Twitters at the beginning. Where can we find you guys on Twitter?
Oh, did we forget? Oh.
Yeah, I forgot.
You guys can find me on social media at Rick Hong, RickHong.
And you can find me at One Yosef, which is OneYoungsta.
Let's hope we get a great episode 6, because I don't want to be negative next week.
We're going to see Zach next week.
We'll see you guys then.
Zachy Zach.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Let's hope for the best.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.